scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Don't know why that happened, but anyway, let's get the gossip from Pretty Malik. What is happening in the gossip, Pretty?
Okay, so before we dive into the Oscars, two quick unrelated things. Doja Cat has deactivated her Instagram. She says she doesn't like the way she's being treated on the app. She said, quote, "You guys take care of yourselves. I like coming here to find inspo and see people being creative, but I just feel like this is getting to be too much." So for the current moment, Doja Cat is off Instagram.
Oh.
The Rock has just dropped his own skincare line.
Oh.
It is called Papatui. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
I saw this. Yeah.
He's got products for skin, hair, body, and tattoo care. He says, so many times I would say, why are people whispering about skincare? We should be able to have this open conversation as we do about working out, recovery, ice baths, saunas, all that stuff as men. So he has dropped his own skincare line.
How long is it before we see Chris Faye purchasing this one?
I think he's probably gone to Target already and done it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it literally launched as Chris landed. So I'm pretty sure he went to Target, saw it, and bought it.
Definitely.
I have no doubt in my mind. Okay, let's talk about the Oscars. I believe this award show is probably one of the best that we've had in a long time.
Really?
I think they've done a really good job. They've had some really funny moments from it. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting once again, and of course he had to make some Barbie jokes.
Well, here we go. Jimmy Kimmel.
Now Barbie's a feminist icon thanks to Greta Gerwig, who many believe deserved to be nominated for Best Director. I know you're clapping, but you're the ones who didn't vote for her. Don't act like you had nothing to do with this. Look, kids, it's Barbie and Ken. Ryan and Margo, I want you to know that even if neither one of you wins an Oscar tonight, you both already won something much more important, the genetic lottery.
True. Barbie and Oppenheimer are like the two movies that everyone's been talking about all award season long. So they had Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling present an award together.
Oh,
and
that's
they kind of went head to head.
Hello, Emily.
Wow. Bit of a frosty hello.
Not at all. No, I'm just happy that we can finally put this Barbenheimer rivalry behind us.
And the way this award season's turned out wasn't that much of a rivalry. So just let it go.
It's true. You guys are doing very well. Congratulations.
Thanks.
But you know, I think I kind of figured out why they call it Barbenheimer and they didn't call it Oppen Barbie.
Why?
Well, I think you guys are at the tail end of that because you were riding Barbie's coattails all summer.
It was very, very funny. Now, Barbie had a bunch of songs that were nominated for Best Song. One of them was Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken. And as tradition dictates, all of the nominees for Best Song get up and perform, as did Ryan Gosling.
It doesn't seem to matter what I do.
His voice is actually good.
Yeah.
Always number two. No one knows how hard I try. Oh, I have feelings. I'm just kidding.
Sing it, Ryan.
Anywhere else I'd be taken.
If you want to see the video of Ryan Gosling performing, you can see it on our Instagram at Chris Fade Show.
Yeah.
But
well, he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, wasn't he? Back
yes,
in
he
the
was.
Day.
Yeah, so he was supposed to be in NSYNC, but he never made it that far.
Oh, really?
True story. He was supposed to be in NSYNC. True story. So you can see the video on Chris Fade Show. Ryan Gosling did not win the Oscar. However, Phineas and Billie Eilish did for Barbie for their song What Was I Made For. Now, they have become the youngest two-time winners at the Oscars.
Well
which
deserved.
So good. Here are their acceptance speeches.
I want to thank my best friend Zoe for playing Barbies with me growing up and being by my side forever. I want to thank my dance teachers growing up. I want to thank my choir teachers. Miss Brigham, thanks for believing in me. Miss T, you didn't like me, but you were good at your job. And thank you to the Academy.
There we go.
Can you imagine that choir teacher now?
Going
man, I should have believed in Billie Eilish.
Well, getting a mention at the Oscars.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I'm going to keep you up to date with all things Oscars still to come.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.